Chapter 37.
And Bezalel made the ark of acacia wood, 2.5 cubits its length and 1.5 cubits its width and 1.5 cubits its height. And he overlaid it with pure gold inside and outside, and he made for it a gold molding all around. And he cast for it 4 gold rings on its 4 feet, and 2 rings were on its one side, and 2 rings were on its second side. And he made palls of acacia wood, and he overlaid them with gold. And he put the palls into the rings on the sides of the ark to carry the ark. And he made an atonement cover of pure gold, 2.5 cubits its length and 1.5 cubits its width. And he made 2 cherubim of gold. He made them of hammered work at the 2 ends of the atonement cover. 1 cherub was at 1 end, and 1 cherub was at the other end of the atonement cover. He made the cherubim at its 2 ends.
And the cherubim were without spread wings above, covering with their wings over the atonement cover and facing each other. The faces of the cherubim were toward the atonement cover, and he made the table of acacia wood, 2 cubits its length and 1 cubit its width and 1.5 cubits its height. And he overlaid it with pure gold, and he made for it a gold molding all around. And he made for it a hand-breadth rim all around, and he made a gold molding for its rim all around. And he cast for it 4 gold rings, and he put the rings on the 4 corners where its 4 legs were. The rings were near the rim as holders for the poles to carry the table. And he made the poles of acacia wood, and he overlaid them with gold to carry the table. And he made the vessels that were on the table its plates and its ladles, and its bowls and its pitchers with which libations were poured of pure gold.
And he made the lampstand of pure gold. He made the lampstand of hammered work, its base and its branch, its cups, its buds, and its blossoms were all part of it. And 6 branches were going out from its sides, 3 branches of the lampstand from its one side and 3 branches of the lampstand from its second side. 3 almond flower cups were on the 1 branch with a bud and a blossom, and 3 almond flower cups were on the 1 branch with a bud and a blossom likewise for the 6 branches going out from the lampstand. And on the lampstand were 4 almond flower cups, with its buds and its blossoms. And a bud was under the 2 branches that came from it, and a bud under the 2 branches from it, and a bud under the 2 branches from it, likewise for the 6 branches coming out from the lampstand. Their buds and their branches were from it, all of it 1 piece of pure gold, hammered work. And he made its 7 lamps and its snuffers and its fire pans of pure gold. He made it from 1 talent of pure gold and all its pieces of equipment. And he made the incense altar of acacia wood, 1 cubit its length and 1 cubit its width, 1 square and 2 cubits its height. Its horns were of 1 piece with it. And he overlaid it with pure gold, its top and its sides all around and its horns, and he made for it a gold molding all around. And he made for it 2 gold rings under its molding on 2 opposite sides as holders for palls to carry it with them. And he made the poles of acacia wood, and he overlaid them with gold. And he made the set-apart anointing oil and the pure fragrant incense work of a perfumer.
Chapter 38.
And he made the burnt offering altar of acacia wood. Its length was 5 cubits, and its width was 5 cubits. It was square, and its height was 3 cubits. And he made its horns on its 4 corners. Its horns were of 1 piece with it, and he overlaid it with bronze. And he made all the equipment of the altar, the pots and the shovels and the sprinkling bowls and the forks and the fire pans, all its equipment he made with bronze. And he made for the altar grating, a work of bronze network under its ledge, below, up to its middle. And he cast 4 rings on the 4 ends of the bronze grating as holders for the poles. And he made the poles of acacia wood, and he overlaid them with bronze. And he put the poles into the rings on the sides of the altar to carry it with them. He made it hollow with boards. he made the basin of bronze and its stand of bronze from the mirrors of the serving women who served at the entrance of the tent of assembly. And he made the courtyard, for the south side were the hangings of the court of finely twisted linen, 100 cubits, with their 20 pillars and their 20 bases of bronze and with the hooks of the pillars and their bands of silver. And for the north side the hangings were 100 cubits with their 20 pillars and their 20 bases of bronze and with the hooks of the pillars and their bands of silver. And for the west side 50 cubits of hangings with their 10 pillars and their 10 bases and with the hooks of the pillars and their bands of silver. And for the eastward side, towards sunrise, 50 cubits, 15 cubits of hangings were to the shoulder, with their 3 pillars and their 3 bases. And for the second shoulder on each side of the gate of the courtyard were 15 cubits of hangings, with their 3 pillars and their 3 bases. All the hangings of the courtyard all around were finely twisted linen, and the bases for the pillars were bronze, the hooks of the pillars and their bands were silver, and the overlay of their tops was silver, and all the pillars of the courtyard were banded with silver.
And the screen of the gate of the courtyard was the work of an embroiderer, with blue and purple and crimson yarns and finely twisted linen. It was 20 cubits long and 5 cubits high, like the hangings of the courtyard, and with their 4 pillars and their 4 bases of bronze, with their silver hooks and with their tops and their bands of silver. And all the pegs for the tabernacle and for the courtyard all around were bronze. These are the records of the tabernacle of the testimony, which were recorded at the command of Moses, the work of the Levites, in the hand of Itamar the son of Aaron the priest, and Bezalel the son of Uri the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah, did all that Yahweh instructed Moses.
And with him was Aholiab the son of Ahisamach of the tribe of Dan, a skilled craftsman and a designer and an embroiderer with the blue and with the purple and with the crimson yarns and with the linen. And all the gold used for the work, and the work of the sanctuary, it was the gold of the wave offering 29 talents and 730 shekels, according to the sanctuary shekel. And the silver accorded from the community was 100 talents and 1,775 shekels, according to the sanctuary shekel. It was a becket for the individual, the half shekel according to the sanctuary shekel, for everyone who was counted, from 20 years old and above, for 603,550. And it was 100 talents of the silver to cast the bases of the sanctuary and the bases of the cart, and 100 bases for 100 talents of silver, a talent for each base. And from the 1,775 shekels he made hooks for the pillars, and he overlaid their tops, and he made bands for them. And the bronze of the wave offering was 70 talents and 2,400 shekels. And he made with it the bases of the entrance of the tent of assembly and the bronze altar and the bronze grating that belonged to it and all the equipment of the altar and the bases of the courtyard all around and the bases of the gate of the courtyard and all the pegs of the tabernacle and all the pegs of the courtyard all around.
Chapter 39.
And from the blue and the purple and the crimson yarns they made woven garments for serving in the sanctuary. And they made the set-apart garments that were for Aaron, as Yahweh had instructed Moses. And he made the ephod of gold, blue, and purple and crimson yarns, and finely twisted linen.
And he hammered out the leaves of gold, and he cut off cords to weave in the midst of the blue and in the midst of the purple and in the midst of the crimson and in the midst of the linen, the work of a skilled craftsman. They made joined shoulder pieces for it. It was joined on its 2 edges, and the waistband of his ephod, which was of 1 piece with it, was of like work, gold, blue, and purple and crimson yarns, and finely twisted linen, as Yahweh had instructed Moses. And they made onyx stones mounted in gold filigree settings, engraved with seal engravings according to the names of the Israelites. And he set them on the ephod's shoulder pieces as stones of remembrance for the Israelites, as Yahuwah had instructed Moses. And he made the breastpiece, the work of a skilled craftsman, like the work of the ephod, of gold, blue, and purple and crimson yarns, and finely twisted linen. It was squared. They made the breastpiece doubled. Its length was a span, and its width was a span when doubled, and they filled it with four rows of stone. A row of carnelian, topaz, and emerald was the first row, and the second row was a malachite, of saf, and a moonstone, and the third row was a jacinth, an agate, and an amethyst, and the fourth row was a turquoise, an onyx, and a jasper. They were set with gold filigree settings in their mountings, and the stones were according to the names of the Israelites. They were 12 according to their names, with seal engravings, each according to its name for the 12 tribes. And they made on the breastpiece braided chains, a work of pure gold ornamental cord. And they made two gold filigree settings and two gold rings, and they put the two rings on the two edges of the breastpiece, and they put the two gold ornamental cords on the two rings on the edges of the breastpiece, and they put the two ends of the two ornamental cords on the two filigree settings, and they put them on the shoulder pieces of the ephod at the front of it, and they made two gold rings. And they placed them on the two edges of the breastpiece, on its lip that is on the other side of the ephod, to the inside. And they made two gold rings and put them on the ephod's two shoulder pieces below, at its front near its seam above the waistband of the ephod. And they tied the breastpiece by its rings to the rings of the ephod with a blue cord so that the breastpiece would be on the waistband of the ephod and not come loose from the ephod, as Yahuwah had instructed Moses. And he made the robe of the ephod, weaver's work, totally of blue yarn, and the opening of the robe in the middle of it was like the opening of a sturdy garment, with an edge for its opening all around so that it would not be torn. And they made on the hem of the robe pomegranates of finely twisted blue and purple and crimson.
And they made pure gold bells and put the bells in the midst of the pomegranates and the hem of the robe all around in the midst of the pomegranates, a bell and a pomegranate, a bell and a pomegranate on the hem of the robe all around for serving, as Yahuwah had instructed Moses. And they made the tunics of fine linen, a weaver's work, for Aaron and for his sons, and the turban of fine linen and the headdresses of the headbands of fine linen and undergarments of the linen cloth, finely twisted, and the sash of finely twisted linen in blue and purple and crimson yarns, the work of an embroiderer, as Yahuwah had instructed Moses. And they made the rosette of the set-apart diadem of pure gold. And they wrote on it with the writing of seal engravings, a set-apart object for Yahuwah. And they put a blue cord on it to put it above on the turban, as Yahuwah had instructed Moses. And all the work of the tabernacle of the tent of assembly was finished, and the Israelites had done according to all that Yahuwah had instructed Moses, so they did. And they brought the tabernacle to Moses, the tent and all its equipment, its hooks, its frames, its bars, and its pillars and its bases, and the covering of the red-dyed ram skins and the covering of fine leather and the curtain of the screen, the ark of the testimony and its palls and the atonement cover, the table, all its equipment, and the bread of the presence, the pure gold lampstand, its lamps, the lamps of the row and all its equipment and the oil of the light, the gold altar, the anointing oil, the fragrant incense, and the screen of the entrance of the tent, the bronze altar, and the bronze grating that is for it, its poles, and all its equipment, the basin and its stand, the hangings of the courtyard, its pillars, and its bases, and the screen for the courtyard gate, its tent cords and its pegs, and all the equipment of the service of the tabernacle for the tent of assembly, the woven garments for serving in the sanctuary, the set-apart garments for Aaron the priest, and the garments for his sons to serve as priests. According to all that Yahweh had instructed Moses, so the Israelites did all the work. And Moses saw all the work, and, indeed, they had done it as Yahweh had instructed, so they did, and Moses blessed them.
Chapter 40.
And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, On the first day of the month, you will set up the tabernacle of the tent of assembly. And you will put there the ark of the testimony, and you will cover over the ark with a curtain. And you will bring the table, and you will arrange its setting, and you will bring the lampstand, and you will set up its lamps. And you will put the gold altar for incense before the ark of the testimony, and you will set up the entrance screen for the tabernacle. And you will put the altar of the burnt offering before the entrance of the tabernacle of the tent of assembly. And you will put the basin between the tent of assembly and the altar, and you will put water in it.
And you will set up the courtyard all around, and you will put up the screen of the gate of the courtyard, and you will take the anointing oil, and you will anoint the tabernacle and all that is in it, and you will consecrate all of its equipment, and it will be set apart. And you will anoint the altar of the burnt offering and all of its equipment, and you will consecrate the altar, and the altar will be a most set apart thing. And you will anoint the basin and its stand, and you will consecrate it. And you will bring Aaron and his sons to the entrance of the tent of assembly, and you will wash them with the water. And you will clothe Aaron with the set apart garments, and you will anoint him, and you will consecrate him, and he will serve as a priest for me. And you will bring his sons, and you will clothe them with tunics, and you will anoint them as you anointed their father, and they will serve as priests for me. And their anointing will be for them to be a lasting priesthood throughout their generations. And Moses did according to all that Yahweh had instructed him. So he did. In the first month of the second year, on the first of the month, the tabernacle was set up. And Moses raised the tabernacle, and he placed its bases, and he set up its frames, and he placed its spars, and he raised its pillars, and he spread the tent over the tabernacle. He placed the covering of the tent over it, above it, as Yahweh had instructed Moses, and he took and he put the testimony into the ark, and he placed the poles on the ark, and he put the atonement cover on the ark, above it, and he brought the ark into the tabernacle, and he set up the curtain of the screening, and he shielded the ark of the testimony, as Yahweh had instructed Moses. And he put the table in the tent of assembly on the north side of the tabernacle outside the curtain. And he arranged on it an arrangement of bread before Yahweh, as Yahweh had instructed Moses. And he placed the lampstand in the tent of assembly opposite the table on the south side of the tabernacle. And he set up the lamps before Yahweh, as Yahweh had instructed Moses. And he placed the gold altar in the tent of assembly before the curtain, and he turned fragrant incense into smoke on it, as Yahweh had instructed Moses.
And he set up the entrance screen for the tabernacle, and the altar of burnt offering he placed at the entrance of the tabernacle of the tent of assembly, and he offered on it the burnt offering and the grain offering, as Yahweh had instructed Moses. And he placed the basin between the tent of assembly and the altar, and he put there water for washing. And Moses and Aaron and his sons washed their hands and their feet from it. At their going into the tent of assembly and at their approaching the altar, they washed, as Yahweh had instructed Moses. And he set up the courtyard all around the tabernacle and the altar, and he put up the screen of the gate of the courtyard, and Moses completed the work. and the cloud covered the tent of assembly, and the glory of Yahweh filled the tabernacle. And Moses was unable to go into the tent of assembly because the cloud settled on it and the glory of Yahweh filled the tabernacle. And when the cloud was lifted from the tabernacle, the Israelites set out on all their journeys. But if the cloud was not lifted, they did not set out until the day of its being lifted. For the cloud of Yahweh was on the tabernacle by day, and fire was on it by night before the eyes of all the house of Israel throughout all their journeys.